I forgot to record it, and the Matt would have been very upset. Okay, so the Maral's quoted Ralbach that his shaila is, who is the one that could make these nisim? Because in order to make a nis, you have to totally understand what you're transforming. And Ratzel Leima, so one of three, the nisim can come one of three places. What's the lema? Oymin Hashem Yisparach, Oymin HaSeich LaPol, Oymin HaNavi. Either Hashem, the Seich LaPol, or the Navi. Vuhevi Rayas. So, in other words, in the normal process of a nes, you have Hashem tells the Navi there's going to be a nes. The Navi says, Rabbi said it's going to be a nes. So who is the actual agent? We could understand it as follows. Hashem telling the Navi to make the change, and the Navi saying, I am acting on behalf of Hashem. It's for instance, and it would not be wrong in the Psukim. It's Ashkadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe, pick up your stick on the waters, and the waters will split. So is it Moshe who knows how to split the waters, and Ashkadosh Baruch Hu telling him to do it? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it and telling Moshe? Or is there something else? So he says there's Hashem, there's the Navi, or the Seichel HaPoel. Which is, it's a term used by the Greeks and adopted by a lot of the Jewish philosophers. The Mekubalim philosophers try to associate it with a sphera. You know, for us, it seems almost like an unusual contrivance, the idea of a Seich LaPoel. It's just something very hard for us to understand. Why put in it's like unnecessary bureaucracy. Hashem's Hashem, we're weird. We understand that. But what's the Seich LaPoel thing? But this is very central to Ralbach, and we'll see in a second why. Behavi Rai Hashem Hoya Hu Yisbarach HaPoel, had a Kadosh Baruch Hu done it. Hoya Dover Shabam and a Seich LaPoel Yosei Nivcha. Now, let's present the argument the way I understand he's making in it. We would say as follows. Seich HaPoel represents nature, the clockwork operation of nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing the Nes means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did an override on nature. So in a certain sense, we would say that nature is a much more accurate, consistent poel. Nature never changes, and in some ways, we could actually think of it in terms of a mila, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has exceptions, it has aberrations, whereas nature is perfect, never varies. So he says, "Ki ha'dvarim shebaim min ha'seichel ha'poel tov be'etzem," because those things that come from seichel ha'tov, they're just straightforward good. "Ve'el ha'dvarim ein tovim be'etzem rak b'mikra." In other words, turning a snake, so we'll say as follows: the snakeness of the snake comes from nature, seichel ha'poel. The stickness of the stick comes from nature, or the seichel ha'poel. And that is excellent, because we know nature is excellent and everything is good. The turning a stick into a snake is good only for that moment that you needed it, but it's not really the way things ought to be. So in a certain sense, you would say that God's work, Chas V'Shalom, is inferior to the Seich LaPoel. It's a type of argument we kind of find strange. It's not that it doesn't run well, but that was his argument. Turning a stick into a snake is not a good thing. It's good for a specific purpose. Furthermore, the Seichel HaPoel does things always. whereas these things are only done at certain times. So the Rabbag wrestles with the following question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKadosh Baruch has a world. The world goes in a certain way and everything's okay. One morning HaKadosh Baruch Hu wakes up and says, huh, we're going to have to split the ocean today. So is this not a change in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon? Like, for 2,000 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the sea to be a sea. And one morning on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, 3,000 years ago, he said, I changed my mind. I'd like to have Yabasha here. So that is something that we should not be able to say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's a change. And that change is a change in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, if we're to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we're to say that, or there's another way to say it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the first day of creation said, you know what, it would be wonderful to have a Kriyas Yamsuf scheduled for 3,200. I'm putting on I'm putting on the Shabbos clock, and come the year 2000 something, the ocean will split. That's a problem that he's grappling with. So he says, that's what Rabbag says. The morale comments. V'hine, ha'mayim ha'shechadesh le'rotzen u'mevua ha'bitul. This is still the Ralbag. The Ralbag, it says, the fact that the thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would possibly change something or change his mind, that can't be. So he says like this, if we have over here anything that we would have any type of to say that these that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built it in, he said, that would mean in effect that many other problems would arise. The bitula means all other issues would come up. We wouldn't need a Navi. The guy would just sit down and he would say, you know what? It's going to come anyway. He was also a Navi. First time, it's not possible. It says the Navi did it, made it. It says, okay, imagine that the Nes happened, Sheish Mei Breishis, which is a mistake, actually, a lot of people make. They do learn this Maisa, they do learn this Chazal, that it was a Tanai Hista Maisa Breishis. It's silly to learn like that. He says, look, let's imagine you have Kriyas Yamsuf and it's programmed, pre-programmed that in the year 2000 something there is a Kriyas Yamsuf. Well, if no Jews show up for Kriyas Yamsuf, it's a dud. I mean, the ocean splits and nobody's here. The Jews left a long time ago, the Jews not interested in leaving, or the Jews decided to take a flight out. So on the other hand, it means that the Jews must do everything to show up at the exact time at Kriyas Yamsuf. On the other hand, it's not good to say that everything was predetermined. Because basically, either or, if this is an automatic action that happens pre-programmed, then what's going to happen? Omno. Im onu moedim banocha seich lapol, shu pol in tzom ba'olom, ein kamok zekol hashem. But if we assume, if we postulate that there's a seichel apoyel, which is sort of an interface between heaven, between Shemayim and Aretz, kizeo ki yitzav is a sfer munachas loy, ba'olav baratir is kesef. Kashak domem p'tel m'chuyiv gankim batim. So he says, this is all, in other words, the morale is now stepping out and saying, well, this is all Rabak Svaris, because he's so enamored with the idea being a Sechel HaPoel, which he holds is Bechlal not relevant in Shaya. He does want to address it. He said he doesn't, the whole Sechel HaPoel is not the game, and maybe everything else not the game. But he wants to address the main point of the Ralbags. Rak Masha'om Masha'im Ischash Baruch Shini Rotzen V'das Noshe M'Koy Mazeh. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking the question, is there not a chiddush in HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he has a new rotzen? That's a problem that he wants to address, because that he feels is a problem that needs to be addressed. It's a problem that's relevant to Amunah, Nikri Amunah. Hine says, HaKushe HaZeh B'nuya Al Da'etoy Al Da'as She'omru Ke'ehu Yisbarach Mekabol Toarim V'hu V'sichloy Dove Echad Rim Yishtare Da'etoy Yishtare Atzmuse Chas V'Sholom Kachei Maimer. So, let's talk about this. And this is something that is a very fine point. But it's something that is very, very significant to the morale and so on. When I meet a person and I ask myself, who is the person? So for some people it's the clothing that makes the man. So fine, the clothing, great. Another person is what they look like. For another person, you say his mindset. Is the person. Now, when we're dealing with, so we can't go deeper than, you know, his basic mindset, whatever, however we'll describe it, but, you know, our sense of the person's core understanding is for us the core of the person. And if a person makes a change that's tactical, I don't have a problem with it. I don't say that the person is flip-flopping and having a different ideas, but rather I am looking at the pneumis of a person the same, but there's been a tactical change. On the other hand, if a person is all of a sudden acting very bizarre, God forbid, like, you know, people who have a brain issue or tumor, whatever it is, you know, the person becomes a different person. It's one of the most difficult things to watch is you see a core of a person and then you see a lot of what you thought was core is sort of wanes and you're left with some little point, maybe, maybe not. So that's how we look at a person. Kaviyachol, there is something called Chochmoso Yisparach and there's something called Ritzono Yisparach which we're privy to. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah has given us different things that he says he wants, that he tells us to do, that he tells us how to deal with something, and so on. Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, with a capital H, make that two capital H's, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzmuso or not? So the Rambam, and this is very important to the Rambam, in Yisori HaTorah says, yes, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and more than that, the Rambam says, I cannot, I am not allowed to say it is other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because for me, I'm not one unit, I'm not Echad. So I sometimes, some of me wants good things, some of me wants not such good things, Some of me wants this, some wants that, and those are all me. And you know, it's not a steerer that one day I want to learn for 18 hours, and one day I feel like playing hockey. It's not. I'm not playing a game. I'm not pretending. This is me one day. This is me another day. By Kadosh Baruch Hu Kabbi Yochel, that can't be, because he and his seichel are one and the same. That the Rambam postulates. He has a problem with that. V'anachlu Talmidei Moshe Alav Shalom. And basically, he's. The Gemara uses the Lashon Talmidei Moshe, as opposed to Tzdukim. In other words, you've picked up that postulate from Goyim. I don't think so. He says V'chazal Lomikein Olaf. Avul Hu Yisbarach Shekorei Razal B'Shem Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'Loi Nikra HaSeichel Baruch Hu. Kiamitas atzmo lo noida rak shu nivdol mikol geshem veguf mikol nimtzoy. Valze nema kodesh baruch hu, she kodesh nema al kol mi shu nivdol. Hu yisper poshet as apshitas. Okay. So he says the following. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence can only be described by one word, which is not describable. That's the word. When we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh, and the Goyen says this also in Haggadah, they bring it from the Goyen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu means as follows. HaKadosh is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The word Kadosh is not a positive defining term. It's a term that is basically means not definable. Kadosh deals with things that are restraints. You pull back with Kedusha. Kadosh is something which describes, like in this week's parasha, Kedoshim, Muvdolim from Arayas, Prushim, Muvdolim. The word Kadosh deals with what something is not, rather than what something is.
Doesn't it also have the connotation of connection as well?
No.
I thought if I remember from a long time ago in Kedushin, it says that the woman, and she's usher to the rest of the world, but she's also mezumen to her husband. So there's this idea of connection as well.
Well, it's connection. You are by being the designation that I have. The only connection that I have with a woman who's mekudeshes, since I'm not allowed to live with her and I don't set up shop with her and we don't have a family unit together, is that she is apart from the rest of the world. Hareat mekudeshes li means you've separated from everyone else by being designated to me. So in a certain sense, it's like saying a person who is kadosh is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because as I draw away from all that is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the meaning of it. The sense of closeness to is also a product of being away from others. The positive kedusha, for instance, the kedusha we feel when a person draws away from arayas, etc. That positive kedusha is because by drawing away from that which is Hefak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's automatically opening himself up to the Nekuda that is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu in him. But my only description of it is that it's distinct from it. Then the word Baruch means to emanate, Lashon Ribui. It projects itself in many ways. But let's give, an example that we can have some idea. When I have a computer and a monitor, whatever I see in the monitor is not in the computer. I can't see anything, whether it's the colors, the letters, the numbers, anything here, whatever is in the computer is not this at all. But it will create and appear this way, this way, this way. I remember I once worked, this is going back in the early 90s, I had a Yerushalmi fellow who, he set up a computer program for me. It was a very early type of search program, and I used it for the morale. We had all the morale typed, and we put it into a search program, and made a search program out of it. So then somebody had a program from Bar-Ilan to do it. He was a Yerushalmi, he knew his business, but his understanding of the mechanics of computers was not great. So it was a program, it took 4 or 5 hours to do it. You put in all the data and the program, and then it took him 4 or 5 hours of the program to make what it had to make out of it. The only thing you would see on the screen was some random dust symbols, you know, all sorts of bubbles and questions, and you know, that there was, I think it was probably only there to sort of give you a feeling of that something's happening. So he looks at me and says, it's not doing much on a computer, just sudsing a little bit. Like he understood the screen to be an accurate rendition of what's going on inside, and the idea that what's on the screen is only because it's added to the program, there is a program of, and what shall the screen say about this? And like, you're not seeing the kishkas of the computer, you're simply being communicated with about something inside it. So we have a lot of communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by definition, communication means we're included. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, we understand, we have what to respond to, but the communication is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we always, it's sort of a, we always have to walk around with a double set of A, yes, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and when two people are arguing over a talus, this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels is right to divide it, and so on and so forth. But I'm not, whatever it is that I see in here is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is Kadosh, and this is something obviously which is distant from the understanding of a philosopher who needs to understand things. And by saying that something is not understandable, it makes for poor philosophy. So he says, we call him not Seichel. So even Chochmas Yisparach Torah, the Chochma of Torah is not Be'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atzmius is beyond us. So he's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'lenikra HaSeichel Baruch Hu. The only absolutely true statement that we have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is he is not any of the other things. Kadosh means apart, distant, so on, nivdol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is pshitus, which is a term he's going to use later, which means it's not a compound of any nature. It's pure. It's atzmius. Umizeh ba'asva shubetachas apshitus ein dover nidol mimeno. Ki adover sheish legedem yuchud bedvar ma, mishul oise geda nidol mena dover sheinu begedo. Amip neiku izbar poshut ve'in legeda klal ein dover nidol mimeno. So he says here a very deep piece, and it goes as follows. It's not the usual morale of Lashon. This is actually dealing with the things that he usually does not deal with. This is the type of things he doesn't deal with usually. What he's saying is as follows. Since I cannot limit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I cannot define HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by definition, nothing can be outside the realm of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is all inclusive, because I cannot define him down in a specific way. Let's take a mashal for it, an abstract mashal, but it'll help us a little bit understand it. If I ask somebody, what are you taking in school now? And the person says he's taking American law. So I say, oh, so I guess continental law is not something included. Does it include this also? Does it include the state law or only the federal law and so on? But if a person says, I am studying jurisprudence, then because I have not, it's a term that hasn't defined itself, then by definition it includes everything. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu Batsmuso is, or the only definition that we have is that he's not definable, that he's not limited, that we can't in any way put a frame around him. So Bal Karchach, it's going to mean that we can't say that anything is outside of it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so his omnipotence and omniscience and everything that is, all the omnis are there because by definition we can't exclude anything because we haven't defined it as anything specific. And therefore everything has come from him. If we would say that something is absent from him, we already have a definition. So, yes, I'm learning jurisprudence, but I'm not learning ancient Indian jurisprudence. Okay, so that means you're learning contemporary and or v'ze'enek lo yugda, v'dav ze'bar. V'hu yisbar g'dea kol v'chachmoso pola kol b'kocho kein chiluk b'in ha'soga shu masik n'imtsoim u'mashu pol sh'apulos. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, this actually have an Ezra someplace. Devin Ezra says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows Koil. Hold one second, I just want to... Hello? Yeah, what's the... Not a problem. In 15 minutes is okay for you? 15 minutes, okay? Take care, Nachabai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he says there's an Ezra someplace that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything al derech hakol that is yodea miktsas. In other words, when something is defined as all, then by definition some is part of it. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything, then we cannot say that anything is outside of it. So knowing is also an act organized. So what he's doing is the moral is moving, he's shifting all of these type of activities. In other words, knowledge, knowledge and reaction as being in the interface between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Mekabel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. In other words, perceiving is a hanhaga, and therefore it's shayach to Kadosh Baruch Hu's. So Bal Karchach Kadosh Baruch Hu perceives everything because he is all able to. I want to give a few points before I go further. First of all, these type of discussions mostly don't sit all that well with us, in the way he's describing it, and in terms of the arguments, and I'll tell you why. Two hesitations. One is, whenever you create a term, that you've created the term, and you argue by definition, if something is defined as being without limits, then everything else must be this way. It's so that you've really sort of built it into the definition. It's the words that you used, in a sense. Hard to separate when is it logically it has to be that way, and when is it just by the way you built the words, that's what it is, but it didn't have to be that way. That's something that's always tricky with these things. Whenever you deal, it's like in math. Whenever you use the word infinite or zero, you're not really using a mathematical term, because you can't do anything with that term. I heard recently an argument for somebody that he made the following argument, something along the lines of that the reason why nothing goes greater than the speed of light is because mathematically, it would require an infinite amount of energy. So he said, well, since God is infinite, he can do an infinite amount of energy. It doesn't mean that. The word infinite in that sense doesn't mean a lot. It just means there's no way to deal with it. It's an impossibility. Anytime something comes up as infinite or as divided by zero, you basically don't have anything. Or even zero, it's not an entity that you can deal with. It's like, when you start talking about does the infinite have to encompass everything or not, well, we don't really know what infinite is, so we can say anything we want about it. There's something problematic on dealing with these things in such a way. That's why, for me personally, it doesn't sit well, because, you can argue this way, that way, the other way. You can't really. We don't have even a way to guess what should an infinite thing be knowledgeable. It's not something that I find very comfortable.
It seems like he's arguing from the point again of using a language of negation.
Yes.
Namely, infinite as being not finite.
Correct. Correct.
So as long as once you're saying that, it's not just infinite. Because, as we know, there's lots of aspects of infinity that we do try to deal with in one way or another mathematically, but it's just true unbounded infinity. So he's just saying all the things it can't be. It can't be that you put any limit on it, and that's circular definitional reason.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. But the main point, the point that does stay, and the point that he's making as opposed to the philosophers is a point that we do take it on today, and that is anything that we can speak about is not what he is. So the everything belongs in the world of pu'ulos, in the world of interface, and that has in itself, and then we could say the chidush, in a certain sense, what he tried to shove off on the Seichel HaPo'el, in a certain sense, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interaction with the Bria. V'chein masagosu masik odot v'inyam mekabel. In other words, even when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, so does HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yediyah change with the Bria? Well, yes, but when we talk about Yediyah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayed Elokim, we're not talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Whereas in the Rambam, Huvi Yidasa Echad seems to mean the way he says it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Yidia, what we call Seichel and Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would be him, and therefore a change where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh my gosh, take a look what's happened. That would be a change HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not like that, because the Vayeda all refers to Hashkacha and pu'ulos, and so on. V'kach says Maskel Dov Yishim Mekabel Ke'in HaSog HaPol. HaSog is also HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perceiving means the Hashkacha, the interaction. לקח יובי בלושן פול, ואין יזה איך יצאו מטוסו אינקה מקוימוי, ואין צורך להח את זה. And how this it works, he says, we don't have to figure out Atzmuso, we don't figure out Atzmuso. He gives a mashal to this in Derech Chaim, like we said before. When we deal with a person, we know our interaction is with his seichel and dibur and so on. And yet we know down deep there's an neshama that's feeding it. And even though we don't quite get it, how the neshama feeds it, but we understand that a person has a personality within himself, even forgetting about the word neshama, but we know that the words, the interactions, everything is only the interface, and down deep there's the person, the personality, whatever you want to call it, which is not, it's beyond us, and we live with it. We understand that the person's expressions are usually a true mirror of what's inside, and we leave it at that. And Chazal, simply by using the term Kadosh Baruch Hu, created for us an effective term, which would be an appropriate term, which is Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say Moshu Poshut Nivul Kol Mitzrayim. L'Kor Serak Balasha Shlila Shu Nivul Kol Mitzrayim. Because she Neima She'ena Idiyatz Musoy Shu Lechol Klal. So once I've made a gap between Yidi and Atzmuso, it's not a problem. Kita Yidosi Mishtana, Yatzmuso Mishtana. It's not the problem of any time his Yidi changes, he himself has to change. It's not a problem anymore. Kein Atzmuso Yidi, Rakhlis Baruch Mitor Mitur Shdei Hakol. Akadosh Baruch Hu has the tool of knowing everything. Bezer Derech Hachayim Shor L'Chol Yitzol Das L'Hamin. This is the real Derech Chol Yitzol should believe. They shouldn't go on the crooked roads that they've mechadish themselves. They framed HaKadosh Baruch Hu with things that are not right. So when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ratzon Mishtana, it's not a Shinu Him. 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 So understand it that this is true about Kadosh Baruch Hu and so on. So basically, any time in the Rambam's world, anytime you spoke about Kadosh Baruch Hu's Yediyah and Chachma even and Ratzon, you were talking all about Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore any implication or insinuation of some shortcoming created a problem. In the Maral's version, we're talking about the monitor, not about Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's very interesting. There's a Pasach El Yo, it's a shtickle from Tikkun Zoya that people say before davening, Sfarim say, Pasach El Yo. And it says over there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to reveal himself in many different ways, and with many spheres, and the many spheres are HaKadosh Baruch Hu is within them. In other words, these spheres are all external pipes, so to speak. So just like when we talk about the monitor. The monitor is an external vehicle, it's not the computer himself, yet it's faithfully rendering everything that's there. I can be assured that whatever's on the monitor is the computer, and it's reflecting what's going on inside the computer, even though it's not the computer itself. So, it seems a little bit, on the surface it's not easy. But we work with it. We say to ourselves, yes, whatever you see is what you get, but what we see is not what it is. It's two different things. Okay, any question, anything? So, it's like we can hold it here in... But yep, right to read. I'm going to try to. I mean, Lemaisa, he will be going back to some of the stuff that in important ways. So I guess we'll learn the Nakudas here. But I tried to skim a little bit. It's an unusual discussion. He usually does not deal with that type of philosophy. He's dealing with it only because he needs to deal with it. It's not his typical, sugya that he deals with.
Rabbi Lopian.
Yeah.
Is the recording on? Is the recording on?
I'll put it up 1 second. Sound recorder stop.